we invite you to join us for another interlude of Melody, Just Melody. Minutes of musical charm from William Flynn and his orchestra with Pam Corrigan, the Parkettes, and featuring the romantic voice of Jeff Brook.
A pretty girl is like a melody.
And that's Jeff Brook.
That haunts you night and day. Just like the strain of a haunting refrain, she starts upon a marathon and runs around your brain. You can't escape, she's in your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty tune.
Pretty girls, what a pleasant subject to open our program with. And here's another, the smoldering Latin type. Brooke, you weakling. Oh, yes, folks, I'd like you to meet her, Dolores.
How I love the kisses of Dolores. Aye, 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 Dolores. Marie or Emily or Doris, only my Dolores. From a balcony above me, she whispers, love me, and throws a rose. Ah, but she is twice as lovely as the little rose she throws. I would die to be with my Dolores. Dolores, I was made to serenade Dolores, chorus after chorus. Just imagine eyes like moonrise, a voice like music, and lips like wine. What a break if I could make Dolores mine, oh mine.
Let's get away from the feminine charm for a few minutes, about 3 minutes to be exact, while Bill Flynn and his strings charm us with Dusk. have a very pleasant surprise for you here. I've asked Pam Corrigan to join us for this program, and here she is to sing Noel Coward's 20th Century Blues. When you're ready, Pam.
Getting me down. Who's escaped those dreary 20th century blues? Why, if there's a God in the sky, why shouldn't he grin? Of this dreary 20th century din. In this strange illusion, chaos and confusion, people seem to lose their way. What is it to strive for, love or keep alive for? Say, the day. Lose, nothing to win or to lose. It's getting me down. Ooh, escape those dreary 20th century
you, Pam Corrigan. And while we're featuring Noel Coward's music, I'd like to give you my version of one of his more humorous efforts. It consists of a little innocent leg pulling at the expense of his own beloved country, the stately homes of England, introducing those four jolly old boys, Lord Elderly, Lord Bodomere, Lord Sickert, and Lord Camp.
You see, the four of us, and there are so many more of us, eldest sons that must succeed. We know how Caesar conquered Gaul and how to whack a cricket ball. Apart from this, our education lacks coordination. Though we're young and tentative and rather representative science of a noble breed, we are the products of those homes serene and stately, which only lately seem to have run to seed. The stately homes of England, how beautiful they stand, to prove the upper classes have still the upper hand. For the fact that they have to be rebuilt and frequently mortgaged to the hilt is inclined to take the guilt of the gingerbread, and certainly damps the fun of the elder son. But still we won't be beaten, we'll scrimp and screw and save. The playing fields of Eton have made us frightfully brave. And though if the Van Dykes have to go and we pawn the Beckstein grand, we'll stand by the stately homes of England. Here you see, free, the pick of us. You may be heartily sick of us, filled with sense. We're all imbued. Our homes command extensive views, and with assistance from the Jews, we have been able to dispose of rows and rows and rows of Gainsboroughs and Lawrences, some sporting prints of Aunt Florence's, some of which were rather rude. Although we sometimes flaunt our family conventions, our good intentions mustn't be misconstrued. The stately homes of England we proudly represent. We only keep them up for Americans to rent. Though the pipe to supply the bathroom burst, and the lavatory makes you fear the worst, it was used by Charles the First, quite informally, and later by George the Fourth. On the journey north, the State Departments keep their historical renown. It's wiser not to sleep there in case they tumble down. But still, if they ever catch on fire, which with any luck they might, we'll fight for the stately homes of England.
Melody, Just Melody will continue in just a moment.
Fiesta, bringing happiness to everyone. Fiesta is a carnival of joy. Fiesta, bringing happiness to everyone. Fiesta is a carnival of joy. Come, let us be gay. Come, sing while you may. Fiesta, bringing happiness to everyone. Fiesta is a carnival of joy. Fiesta, bringing happiness to everyone. Fiesta is a carnival of joy.
Come on, wake up, you lazy one, from your sleep. It's time to have some fun, your dream and we'll keep.
Fiesta, bringing happiness to everyone. Fiesta is a carnival of joy. Fiesta, bring happiness to everyone. Fiesta is a carnival of joy.
Fiesta, bring happiness to everyone. Fiesta is a carnival of joy. Fiesta, bring happiness to everyone. Fiesta is a carnival of joy.
Fiesta.
Probably know by now that our capable quartet are the Parkettes, and that was their own original treatment of Fiesta. And now to our guest star. I usually try to find someone in this spot to entertain you with a modern instrumental solo. This time it's no exception, and I'm very proud to present this young man whose piano style is just as modern as they come. You'll probably detect the George Shearing influence, and I don't think there could be any better, but the solo itself is completely original. Let's hear They Can't Take That Away From Me, played by Teddy Preston.
Thank you.
That was Teddy Preston at the piano, Prestonizing They Can't Take That Away From Me. And here's one from me. I hope it'll take you back maybe a few years. You remember this old Bing Crosby favorite? Boy of mine, boy of mine, over my heart was aching. I seem to know you'd want to go. Pride in your manhood waking. I'll be here waiting, dear, till at the glad dawn's breaking. I'll hear you say you're home to stay, dear little boy of mine, dear little boy of mine. Seems we're in rather a waltzing mood, doesn't it? I notice that we have another one coming up right now, but with an orchestral treatment, it gives an entirely different musical color. Bill Finn and his orchestra present My Waltz for You. Thank you. Well, that's about all, friends, for this program of Melody Just Melody. And this is Jeff Brooks saying, see you soon. I'm signing off now with a ballad especially dedicated to all those who are young and in love.
We'll have a blue room, a new room for two rooms, where every day's a holiday, because you're married to me. Not like a ballroom, a hall room, a small room, where I can smoke my pipe away, with your wee head upon my knee. We will thrive on, keep alive on, just nothing but kisses for Mr. and Mrs. on little blue chairs. You'll sew your trousseau and Robinson Crusoe is not so far from worldly cares as our blue room far away upstairs. We will thrive on, keep alive on, just nothing but kisses for Mr. and Mrs. on our little blue chairs. You're gonna sew your trousseau and Robinson Crusoe is not so far from worldly care as our blue room far away
page of manuscript for Melody, Just Melody, written by Jeff Brook, produced by Alfred Potter, and directed by Cedric Zahara. You heard Pam Corrigan, the Parkettes, guest artist Ted Preston, with orchestra and musical arrangements under the direction of Bill Flynn. And of course, the romantic voice of your singing host, Jeff Brook. We do hope you'll join us again soon for more Melody, Just Melody. And until then, here's Jeff Brook to sign off with...
If you say you'll always stay, I know our life will be melody, just melody.